This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
This segment of the Junk's brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case? Sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. Grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code Junkies. You get 10% off. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you, yes, you, Ricky, great.
You know, today, what it does. We mentioned it yesterday. Today's the first day of spring.
Yes.
We're going to go through the Scotty Scheffler menu in a second. Mm-hmm.
Didn't it feel like it yesterday?
It was amazing outside yesterday, and I really was excited because for the first time, I looked as I got out of my car over the club. I saw they're starting to work on the pool. When they start working on the pool,
yeah,
and
it's coming.
Not even like I go there,
right?
But it's just that just means beautiful weather is coming.
Yeah,
and just the whole change of scene. I'm over this winter, even though I would say, would you say we had a fairly mild winter?
Pretty mild.
No,
you
it snowed
it
more
severe?
Than usual.
Well, not as mild as like two winters ago, where there was literally like one day of snow, like a light dusting.
Yeah. There was a couple snowfalls,
but it wasn't bad.
But it wasn't like
there was
brutal.
No blizzard.
It felt like it was like continuous for a month, 20 degrees. But still,
oh yeah, it was
so
we
for
did,
a month.
We did have a run. Like,
I don't know, but a month. Remember that we had a stretch where it was.
Where the
it was
snow
butt
just
cold.
Stayed. Mm-hmm. Like it snowed,
yeah.
And it was cold enough where the snow
for
didn't
a few
melt
days.
For at least...
December,
no,
January
for
were very
weeks.
Cold. Yes.
I don't remember that.
There was like a two-week, maybe 20-day stretch where it snowed, and then it snowed again, and the temps were cold enough
you're right.
to basically keep it
You're right, because I moved my mat and my net into my garage.
Yeah. It wasn't a mild. It wasn't a mild winter. It was cold.
But still, nevertheless, I'm
over
it.
But it's over.
Yeah.
It's over, yeah. It's
God, I never want to do it again.
Well, it'll be back.
Again, you can move to Drab's old hood, Phoenix, and you'll never see a snowflake ever again.
That's too hot. It's too much.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I've been
either told. Either way, it's exciting.
Yeah.
And how many weeks away are we from the Masters?
What it's April 10th.
I mean, the Masters Club dinner is being held on April 8th.
So we are, I don't know, if we're 21 days?
Three weeks.
All right, so here is
3 weeks from
Scotty Scheffler's Masters Club dinner menu.
All right.
This is what's being served. And of course, Valdez, I need the Masters music in the background.
Yeah.
All right, your appetizers. It's got three appies to start off the meal. It's got cheeseburger sliders. Served Scotty style. I don't know what that means, but that's what it says on the menu.
All right, we need to
so whatever Scotty style is, that's the way the sliders are being served. I'm going to guess maybe pickles, maybe some chopped up onions on top of the slider.
Fries on the burger.
Ooh, okay. So he's doing like a Tremonti Brothers bit.
That sounds good.
Okay. I can see the utility in that.
Right.
I like the onion rings, the thin onion rings on top.
Thin onion ring with some like Southwest seasoning dusted on it.
Onion straw.
Onion straws. Right. Onion petals.
Right.
So good. Good call, Valdez. And JP. Firecracker shrimp.
All right. Now, what is exactly firecracker shrimp?
With sweet Thai chili and sriracha mayo. So it might be a little too spicy for your taste.
Too spicy for me.
I think it's like a bang bang shrimp.
That would be really good. That makes sense.
All right, go ahead.
Your third appy, Papa Chef's meatball and ravioli bites.
Mm. I like that.
With pecorino cheese and tomato basil sauce.
Love anything with like ravioli. I mean, anything with basil in it.
Hold on, great. You know the bit he's doing, right?
Yes,
he's doing a bit.
Because he cut his hand.
That's how he sliced his hand open. Is making ravioli.
Oh, yeah. I didn't realize
that. He was cutting the dough and he cut his hand. He missed some tournaments.
I've never gone to that length to have ravioli.
That's why he says Papa already, Chef.
It's already pre-made out of a box.
No, he was...
Or out of a bag. Yeah.
He was making homemade ravioli. And they tell you to cut it, to take a wine glass and press down and twist.
Okay.
And then he... pressed down on the stem of the wine glass
and it
broke and then cracked and cut his hand all over.
When you're a multimillionaire and you're making your living
with your hands, that should never ever happen. Oh, he did it with a wine glass, not with a wine bottle. Wine glass.
Yeah, glass. The stem. Gotcha. The stem broke.
I can see that happening.
Kind of
makes all the sense in the world.
All right, so the first course, and I talked with Drab about this during the break, this might be my highlight of the whole menu, and it's very white trash, but I like it. Texas-style chili with cheddar cheese, jalapenos, and this is the pièce de résistance, corn chips, a.k.a. Fritos.
This is why Cakes is so weird. He talks all the time about how he hates cheese, but he wants this cheddar cheese in this soup.
Okay, again.
Or this chili.
Again. The best part about this whole part is the Fritos.
Yeah,
it's your Fritos base.
Yeah, but it's going to be laced with cheese.
With chili.
He doesn't care.
And the cheese is, first of all, it's shredded and melted into the chili.
He doesn't like cold cheese.
I don't like cold cheese.
It's the texture of a cold cheese. Hold on. It's been documented.
Hold on. It's also documented. He doesn't like cheeseburgers.
I would always choose a hamburger over a cheeseburger.
He's just weird that way.
But he loves nacho cheese.
But he wants cheddar cheese in this chili, but he doesn't like cheddar cheese on a burger.
I say this with the ultimate...
I'm a complicated person.
Yeah, I say this with the ultimate respect. I have a theory on cakes. You know I have a theory on cakes.
We know you have a theory.
It said he's mildly, and I say this respectfully, mildly on the spectrum.
Oh, yeah.
You said mildly on
whatever. I disagree, but look.
When it comes to cheese, I would agree. He's on the spectrum.
Everybody has quirks.
Yeah.
I'm not the only one.
Do you like cottage cheese?
No.
I mean,
blue cheese.
I mean,
he doesn't like.
No,
I just wanted to see your face.
No, I would always order ranch instead of blue
cheese.
He doesn't
like any cold cheese.
I don't. I would never. I would sooner eat.
But that does sound good.
Meanwhile, I could eat 20 pounds of cheese just right here, right now. It's got to be extra sharp, but
won't duty for a week.
Yeah. I would eat almost anything on the planet over cottage cheese.
I don't like cottage cheese.
It really grosses me out.
I don't love cottage cheese, but I could eat it with like a pineapple or something.
Oh, I could
like a peach.
No, pineapple.
Cottage cheese kind of grosses me out, but blue cheese.
Well, that's gross too.
On a wedge salad,
it's really good. Gross. Anyway, we're getting sidetracked.
Right. Texas style chili
is a great white trash add to this menu, in my opinion. All right, so that's your first course.
Kind of down on this menu.
If you live in Texas, that's also known as a Frito pie.
Yeah,
because you got the Fritos and your chili and all that goodness.
Forget Augusta.
Throw a big dollop of whipped cream on top of that. Oh man, you're living.
I guarantee he's got steak on there. He's probably got.
We're getting to the main course.
I know he wants salmon. I'm sure he probably got some fish.
He's got fish.
Your main course is a choice of wood-fired cowboy ribeye, or if you want to go surf instead of the turf, you go with a blackened redfish. Now that's served with, and I love all these items. I mean, he's hitting it out of the park here. Family style mac and cheese.
I like that.
Jalapeno creamed corn.
Way too much with the jalapeno. What's up with the jalapenos?
He likes a little bit of spice.
I'm out on that.
Soy glazed Brussels sprouts.
All right, I could do that.
And chipotle lime roasted sweet potatoes.
Never had that.
I've had sweet potatoes, but not with the chipotle lime.
That might be good.
Sauce. Sounds good. And this is JP's favorite portion of the meal, the dessert. This actually sounds really good, too. A warm chocolate chip skillet cookie with vanilla bean ice cream.
That's solid.
There you go. There's your...
All right, hold on. I know we've done this before. Drabby, can we quickly, during a commercial break, come up with our own menus?
We've done.
Is it possible?
Definitely done this.
Is it? I know we've done it in years past. I am so repulsed by this. The jalapenos and all that. I mean, freaking. It's cheeseburger.
It's not overrun by jalapenos. He probably just dices them up a little bit to add a little bit of smokiness and flavor.
Maybe he's trying to give people indigestion so they can't perform.
Or should we do? I mean, I want to capitalize on this momentum. Do you want to do it next break or tomorrow?
Yeah. What are you talking about?
I want to do it right now.
You want to do it right now?
Yeah. What do you want? What's silly at Norbeck that's better
than
that
the jalapeno? Yeah. Eric Bickle hates jalapenos. This is the master's chairman.
Eric, Chilean sea bass, some sort of cheese dip.
I love Chilean sea bass. I would have cheese everywhere. But just the Fritos.
Cheese and
just
crackers.
A I don't know. He's trying to make it charming, I guess. I'm out on it. I don't like his menu.
I think it sounds really good.
I would have all of that on my menu.
Has anyone had a crab
pickle? Except for the Brussels sprouts. I'm not a Brussels sprouts guy.
I like Brussels sprouts. Pretty good.
Has anyone had a crab cake on their master's menu before?
I don't know.
I don't think I've seen it.
I'm not sure.
My app would be...
Freddie Funk didn't win, so... I mean.
My app would be crab ball served drabby style. Really tiny. You know, the ones that were at his wedding.
Drab, why are you taking that shrapnel over there?
It's fine. I would take Scotty Scheffler's hillbilly dinner over Hideki's. There was a bunch of raw fish and
a bunch of sushi.
Hideki's was great.
Sushi.
You're not a sushi guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't like any sushi?
Drab
doesn't like seafood.
We all can agree that even if you don't like Scotty Scheffler's menu, you're not into it. The worst in recent memory was Bubba Watson's. Remember how bad Bubba
I know
Watson's.
Some hillbilly menu.
Well, it was just so basic. Bubba Watson's menu was Caesar salad.
Caesar.
Okay, I do too.
Yeah.
But it's one of the most basic menu items. You can get that freaking anywhere.
He was a basic guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Grilled chicken?
That's terrible. That's terrible.
It's fine, but it's like
the
most boring thing ever.
That's terrible.
Green beans?
Terrible.
They're fine, but they're nothing special.
Be so much butter on them to make them palatable.
Mashed potatoes.
Love mashed potatoes.
I love mashed potatoes too. But again,
but this sounds like you're at a Cactus Willy's or something. Yeah.
Right, I agree.
Mac and cheese.
To me, Scotty Scheffler's is like you're eating at Hooters. To me,
it's definitely a step above Hooters. I think mac and cheese and cornbread, followed by a dessert of confetti cake. Which you could buy in a box.
I don't even know
confetti
what that
is. Confetti cake is just it's like a white cake, a vanilla cake with like confetti sprinkles inside the mix. Okay, you can buy it in a Betty Crocker
terrible.
Box for $4.
That's
at
actually
the store.
Terrible. That
and
is
vanilla
terrible.
Ice cream.
That is terrible.
That's by far the worst dinner that
you.
I've ever seen offered.
Well,
he
got killed for
it. He got raked over the coals.
Right.
Eric Bickle still trying to come up with his ideal master's menu.
I know we've done it before.
Definitely done
Maybe
it before.
We do it another time. I don't know. I don't want to botch it and just do it like a quick commercial break.
You need to
really ponder
it. You need to let it set in.
I would just take items off of the last 10 master's champions. Take a little filet, take a little sea bass, mm-hmm. a little beef brisket.
Mm-hmm. Oh, these are good.
Obviously,
I'm looking at the old menus. I'm just stunned Danny Willett won a master's.
I bet you his menu wasn't that great, that Brit.
Danny Willett?
Yeah,
let me hear a little bit about Danny Willett's menu. Right, bangers and mash. He's a Brit, right?
Yeah,
he's English.
A Brit.
I won a ton of money off Danny Willett winning the Masters.
You won a bunch of money?
He was like 60-1 or something on Saturday morning. That's the one when Spieth choked it away.
Mm-hmm. Prime rib, roasted potatoes, Yorkshire pudding.
Yeah, Yorkshire pudding is definitely a British thing. I don't even know what it is. It's very
sounds
British.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Mini cottage pies. But you know what? The prime rib would be awesome in the roasted potatoes. I'll take that.
George Spieth did beef brisket.
Yep. Love that.
You guys are donks. Yorkshire pudding is one of the best things.
It is?
I don't know if I've ever had it.
Yes, you have. You have it when you have like prime rib and you make it from the grease.
Oh, really?
Bread that puffs up and you...
Oh, that does sound amazing.
So addicting. It's probably 10,000 calories.
I have to see it. I'm going to Google it. It's a bread?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a dough.
I thought it was like some fried sort of dessert.
Yeah, I thought it was like dough. Pudding, like chocolate pudding.
No.
We're so cultured.
I might like that, like an airy bread. Like, you know what I mean? Is that what it's like?
Yeah, you soak it in gravy.
Ooh, mm-hmm. That's, I love me some
dark
gravy.
Dark gravy.
Dark gravy, so good.
I'm just up for it.
Slather your mashed potatoes.
Anybody want to deliver food to the Junks today? Yeah.
Deliver Jordan Spieth's Masters menu. I'll take that. Authentic Texas barbecue, I'm in.
Oh, by the way, Valdez gave me the Masters 2025 limited edition azalea kit cakes. You can now order this from home. Okay. For $64.95. The limited edition azalea kit includes six drinks. The non-alcoholic azalea cocktail mix.
Boo. Non-alcoholic.
The Masters souvenir cups. Didn't Valdez, who had a bunch of those?
I think it's Valdez.
Drab and I have so many of them.
Yeah.
I love my 2019 cup.
Bring a bunch of them in.
JP Finley brings them back from every year. My entire kitchen is filled with those cups.
They are. Yeah. I have a lot of Sup Dogs cups. No. Yeah. I like those. Masters coasters. You get a pack of 12. Masters branded stirrers pack. A pack of six. What are the? It's just a little coffee stirrer.
Yeah,
a drink stirrer, cocktail stirrer. All right. What is this? What's a Master's cock?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Tail, it starts with a J, a Master's cocktail jigger. What is a Master's?
That's what you pour the booze in so you have the proper measurement of like 3 ounces, 4 ounces.
Oh, just that little thing you hold? That's called a jigger?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Okay. And then a recipe card. So, but all of that cakes.
For 65
bucks? $65.
No thanks.
You should buy it. Buy it today. You love to buy everything on the net. Why wouldn't you buy a bunch of drinks from the Masters?
Probably the non-alcoholic azalea cocktail mix. Obviously, what kind of cocktail do you mix it with?
I have no idea.
Vodka.
Huh? Vodka. Yeah. Vodka's a standard.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Good. I'm in.
Order it.
No, not for $65.
Have it ready in a few weeks.
You send it to me for free. I'll try it. I really want to try the Yorkshire pudding now.
Sounds delicious. All right, don't forget, coming up at 8 o'clock, you'll have a chance to win a pair of tickets to go see the Nats on opening day as they take on the Phillies. That's Thursday, March 27th, a week from today. And don't forget, Nick Dowd from your Washington Capitals, he'll join us on the show at 8:25.